WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Television critic David Bianculli planned to discuss two new shows this week, but he just can't shake the awful memory of another one which premiered last week.
If I could have gotten this other show out of my system, I'd be talking about some really good stuff today. For one thing, there's Prime Suspect, a three-part PBS miniseries that begins this week on Mystery. It stars Helen Mirren as a chief inspector who tries to catch a serial killer and deal with sexual harassment office politics at the same time. She's wonderful, and so is the story. For another thing, there's a Frontline documentary on PBS tonight that looks at the political reach of the Unification Church. It's a strong program, tracing significant links between George Bush, Ronald Reagan, Orrin Hatch, and Oliver North, and the church of the Reverend Sun Myung Moon. But instead of these good shows, I can't stop thinking about a bad one. Last Friday, CBS premiered a new series by Don Bellisario, the creator of Quantum Leap. This new series is called Tequila and Bonetti, and it's not just bad, it's historically awful. I really do think it's the worst series in years. Tequila and Bonetti is a real dog, and it stars a real dog, a police dog named Tequila. He's partnered with a tough New York cop named Bonetti, who's temporarily reassigned to Los Angeles. And bad as this premise sounds, it's actually a lot worse, because the dog talks. Or at least he thinks, and we can hear his thoughts. I guess I didn't want to call this show Look Who's Barking, but that's the basic idea. And to make matters worse, which hardly seems possible, the voice of Tequila, a big brown dog, is provided by actor Brad Sanders in what network TV likes to call a, quote, streetwise style. Streetwise, of course, is TV speak for just walked off the set of Superfly. Here's how the dog sniffs out a crime scene.
Okay, what do we got here? Female Caucasian, 40s. Where's Joy for two? What's this? Bay rum. And a poodle. And coming in the heat soon. Oh, wow.
The show is sexist as well as racist. It tries to be dramatic as well as funny. And it doesn't even work as a premise. We can hear the dog thoughts, but the cop can't, so there's no real interaction. It's like Mr. Ed if Wilbur couldn't hear him talk. Here's a scene where Bonetti visits his ex-wife, who's arguing with him when Tequila enters the room. I figure there's something here to offend just about anybody.
I'm stupid up. Should have never gone to the Sons of Italy for Angie's wedding.
You were her bridesmaid, and if you hadn't, we wouldn't have met. And you would have missed the greatest sex since Anthony climbed Cleopatra.
Damn, baby, chill with that squealing.
What's that?
Who, him? It's my partner.
You almost have to see it to disbelieve it. The only reason I can figure that CBS put this show on the air is to make all its other bad new shows, like P.S. I Love You and Hearts Are Wild, look better by comparison. And in that respect, it works, because Tequila and Bonetti is in a lower class all its own. It isn't just a dog. It's what a dog leaves on the sidewalk.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.